Oh, it was quite a problem back then to make light bread. That was a rarity and it's almost a luxury.
Oh, it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, it was good.
Oh, I bet it was good.
I couldn't hardly wait till it got ready to eat.
Now you mentioned that you had a lot of cornbread. What else would they make with cornmeal?
Mush.
Oh, mush.
It's kind of like grits. Have you eaten grits?
Uh-huh.
Being from Georgia, well, surely in Mississippi.
Well, you know, actually, the truth is, I come from the part of Georgia up near Tennessee, and I'd never had grits until I went down to visit some people that lived down in Alabama. And of course, I didn't even know what they were, because up the part where I live in Georgia, they
don't make
grits.
They make grits here in this part of the country, so. I'm living up next to Tennessee. Somehow, I've always felt like that Tennessee was a little further advanced ahead of the others. My first wife people came from Tennessee, and I've always had a closeness
mm-hmm.
for Tennessee because I've known some real fine people. I've known some fine people out of Mississippi. I'm not running down either one of the states, but I get a kick out of listening to it. And men in Mississippi, they say here, here.
Uh-huh.
And in Tennessee, it's him.
Uh-huh.
They go through their nose with it.
Yeah, that's right. You picked up on that, but that's mm-hmm. right. Especially, you know, we always heard of, we were so close to Chattanooga that all our TV stations, everything were Chattanooga. We mm-hmm. We knew more about Tennessee than we did Georgia because we only lived about, 20 miles below the Tennessee line. And
People in northern Mississippi are different from those in middle Mississippi.
It's really different. It really is.
We spent 4 years down in just north of Jackson,
mm-hmm.
and they were the heart of Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
and that's where I studied them so closely, and I say they're a breed of their own.
Uh-huh.
They're just different people. They're good people.
Mm-hmm.
I love them, but they're different,
mm-hmm.
and they'd use the words here, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And in Tennessee, I noticed my wife, she always cut that here,
mm-hmm.
but it went through their nose.
But went
more.
Through their nose. That's right. I know. I've heard it. When you were, this is off the subject while we were on with mush, but I'll get back to it in a minute. I just happened to think about it. When you were a boy, did they always teach you to say yes, sir, and no, sir, and all that?
Absolutely.
To always, now would it would be to grown-ups, you'd have
grown-ups.
To. Grown-ups. Any grown-up, you'd say.
Any person, as I recall, any person, when I was 8 to, that's when I remembered mostly, was the time I was 7 or 8 years old. I remembered everything. But from then until I was a teenager, anyone that was married was Mr. and Mrs.
Uh-huh.
And it was no sir, yes sir, or no mom, and yes mom. Here's another car. That gummit.
You got somebody else coming?
I don't know.
Maybe they're just turning around. I hope. Hopefully. Well, mush, you said it was something like grits.
In one way, grits, you know, you eat with your breakfast food, but mush is a concoction that I don't know what to put in there besides meal, but they just boil it and boil it and boil it, and then you eat it with milk.
With milk. Anything else they'd make with cornmeal that you can think of?
Oh, well, they made a what they call a fried corn batter.
Oh.
And it was different from the cornbread. I think it's mixed similar, but you cooked it more hurriedly by frying it.
By frying it. Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of anything called a corn dodger?
Yeah, but it still tastes like the cornbread. It depends on the this dodger. I think they're cooked in little round so and so's.
Little round.
And the cornbread could be cooked in a big pan or in little old individual.
Uh-huh.
Corn dodger, I never really ate what